We continue now in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos with lesson number 40. We're continuing in the 12th perek today with the second and third Mishnayos. Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. We've learned that there are various types of Korbanos Mincha. There's one type which is brought on a flat pan, a machavas, and there's one type which is brought in a deeper pan, a marcheshes. Homer hare olai b'machavas. If a person says, I hereby donate, I hereby accept upon myself a korbon mincha to be brought in a flat pan, a machavas, vehebi b'marcheshes, and he instead brings a korbon in the deeper pan, or opposite, b'marcheshes, vehebi b'machavas. Mashehevi hevi, what he brought is considered a voluntary second korban. He promised a machavas, he brought a marcheshes, fine. The marcheshes is a valid korban mincha, but he still owes the machavas. Mashehevi hevi, whatever was brought and has become now a minchas nedova, an additional voluntary korban mincha. Videchovoso lo yotza, but he's promised to bring what he originally promised. If he promised a machavas and he brought a marcheshes, he didn't bring the machavas, so he has to bring the machavas mincha. But suppose he says, zo lohovi b'machavas. There is an isaron of flour of soles in front of him. He says, ah, this isaron should be a mincha b'machavas. And instead he brings that very isaron of flour in the marcheshes, fehevi b'marcheshes. Or the reverse. He has an Isaron of Soles in front of him. And he designates it, he says, Hare zo lohovi b'marcheshes, vehevi b'machavas, and instead he brings in a machavas. Hare zo psula. So the korban is psula. He promised the korban machavas. He designated this flower for a machavas, and he brought it improperly in the other vessel, in the marcheshes. He did not do what he promised. He was mishaneh. He changed the use of this soles, of this flower, from what it was designated. Suppose, harei olai shnei esronim lohovi b'chli echot. Now, as we learned, we know, a minimum amount for a mincha is an isoron volume of flour. However, he can donate a mincha much bigger, much larger than isaron, of 2 isronos, of 20 isronos, of 60 isronos. Suppose he says, Hare olai shnei esronim lohovi b'chli echad. I promise to bring 2 esronim of flour as a korban mincha in one vessel, in a machavas, let's say. Vehevi b'shnei chelim. And instead of bringing them in one machavas, he brings them in 2 machavos. So he's now brought 2 korbanos mincha, each one isaron. And of course, if he brings 2 korbanos mincha in 2 kelim, he makes 2 kamitzos. He extracts a komets, fingers full, from each keli. So from each isaron, he extracts 1 komets. That's one scenario. Another scenario is, b'shnei chelim, he promises to bring 2 isronim. He has 2 isronim, and he says, I want to bring 2 isronim in 2 different kelim, 1 isaron in each keli. And instead of doing that, vehevi b'chli echad, he brings the 2 isronim in 1 keli. So obviously, only extracting 1 komets. Mashehevi, hevi, whatever he brought is a valid korban mincha. But videcho vaso lo yotza, he has not fulfilled his original obligation. He has to bring another korban mincha according to what was his original commitment. If, however, there are before him 2 esronim, and he says, Hare elu lahovi b'chli echad, I hereby designate these 2 esronim. Not I'm making a commitment to bring some 2 esronim for a mincha, but rather these 2 esronim which are before me, I am designating now to be a korban mincha to be brought in 1 kli. Vehevi b'shnei chelim, and instead he brought it in 2 kelim. So in this case, he made a commitment that from these 2 esronim, 1 komet should be brought, and instead he has extracted 2 komotzim, or the opposite scenario. He said these 2 esronim are going to be brought as a korban mincha in 2 kelim, b'shnei kelim.
Vehevi bichli echod. So when he promised to do it in two kelim, he promised two kemitzos, a kometz for each kli. But he only brought from one kli, so he only did one kometz. Hare elu psulim. In these two scenarios, what he brought is puzzle. Why? Because if he promised to bring the two esronim in one kli, and he brought them in two kelim, so he was mafrish because he brought it in two kelim, two kemotzim. But he was only noder, one kometz. And the opposite way, if he promised to bring them in one kli, so he did less kemotzim than he promised. He promised two, he only did one. Hare olai, new scenario. Hare olai shnei esronim lahovi bichli echot. If he promises to bring two esronim, doesn't necessarily say these two esronim, but some two esronim of soles I'm going to bring in one kli as a korban mincha. Vehevi bishnei kelim. And he brought it in two kelim. All right. Omrulo, so people say to him, hey buddy, what are you doing bringing it in two kelim? Bechli echod nodarta. You promised to bring it in one keli, not in two. And he says, looks at them and kind of shakes his head and says, and doesn't say anything, but hikrivon bechli echod, brings them in one kli. After they told him that, hey, you promised to do one them in one kli. And yes, you came along here with two kelim, but you promised one, and as a result of what they said, presumably as a result of what they said, reminding him bechli echod nodarto, he brings them indeed bechli echod in one kli as he originally promised kisherim. So it's kosher. He promised to bring them in one kli. He may have placed them for a while in two kelim, but ultimately he listened to what he was told and he brought them in one keli as he promised. However, if they tell him, hey buddy, you got to do it in what you promised in one kli, what are you doing with two kelim? He ignores what they reminded him. He ignores the amru lo b'chli echod nodarto. And he actually brings the korban b'shnei uvishnei kelim. So then, pisulim. They're both korbanos mincha are invalid. Even though he said horei olai, he didn't say horei elu. So one might think that these korbanos should be considered the minchos nedova. No, but here it's different. Here, they reminded him what his neder was. And he didn't say, oh, you remind me what my neder was, but what I'm bringing is a separate new neder, new korban minchas nedova. He didn't say that. But rather, he went on and disobeyed what they reminded him, disobeyed their reminder of Omru lo b'chli echod nodarto. So it's as if he's saying to them, I'm doing it my way now, no matter what I originally promised. And therefore, the korbanos mincha are pesulim. The Mishnah continues. Hare olai shnei esronim lohovi b'shnei chelim. If he says, I will bring two esronim, not these two esronim, but two esronim in two different kelim. Vehevi bichli echad. And he shows up in the Beis HaMikdash, and instead of having the two esronim in two kelim, they are now in one keli. Omru lo, and he is told, hey buddy, b'shnei chelim nodarta, your original neder was to do it in two kelim. Hikrivon b'shnei kelim, if he then divides them from one keli, puts them into two kelim, that's what they reminded him with his original neder. Kishedim, that's fine. Everything's fine. He promised to do the two in one, to do the two in two. They reminded him indeed to do the two in two. And ultimately he did. He was makriv of the two esronim in two kelim. Fine, kishedim. But nisanon b'chli echad, if he ignores what they said to him, b'shnei chelim nodarto, and instead brings them in one keli, as he brought it, but not as he originally promised. So then the halacha is kishtei menachos shenis arvu. It has the halacha of two different karbonos mincha, which have become mixed together. These two karbonos mincha should have been in two kelim. They now ended up in one kelim. So we already had in Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel such a scenario where two separate karbonos mincha have become mixed into one keli. In such a case, The Mishnah there says, back in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, if you can kind of distinguish between these two heaps of flour and the one keli, and make a kemitza from this one separately and from that one separately, two kemitzos, so then the two are kosher. But if not, they become so intermixed and intermingled that you can't distinguish them, you can't separate them out and make a kometz from this and a kometz from that, then they are both pisulos. Mishnah Gimel introduces a different type of error than we've been learning about until now, and that is a person who says, Hare olai mincha menasa'orim. We know that karbanos minchos, menachos, which are brought as nedava, which are brought by an individual because of his promise, as opposed to the korban ha'omer, which is brought from barley, or the korban mincha sota, which is brought from barley. But otherwise, all korbanos mincha are brought from wheat, and he accepts upon himself to bring a mincha from barley flour. So the halacha is yavi min hachitim. He must bring from wheat, because there is no such thing as a mincha from barley. The Gemara explains that the scenario here is one in which he says, ilu hayisi yodeya, had I known, and I paid attention to the Rebbe back in the elementary school, who taught me, she'ein mevi'in mincha menasa'orim, that you can't bring a voluntary mincha from barley flour, lo hayisi noder menasa'orim ela menachitim. I wouldn't have promised from barley, I would have promised from wheat. So therefore, he brings from wheat, even though he said and promised to bring from barley. But suppose he says, had I known you can't bring a karb mincha from barley, I would have never made the promise in the first place. In such a scenario, he is exempt from bringing anything because, you know, the whole thing was under a presumption of an error. He thought the wrong thing. He thought you could bring a carbon soda, and that's why he promised it. But otherwise, he doesn't never made a commitment to any mincha at all. So it depends what he says. If he says, I didn't know that you can't bring from Seorim. Had I known, I would have definitely said from Chitim. Then he brings from Chitim. But if he said, even had I known that you can't bring a carbon Seorim, I still would have promised from Seorim. Then we tell him, buddy, there's no such thing as Mincha Seorim, and you're potter completely. Kemach, suppose he wants to bring a carbon Mincha from flour, which is not finely ground, it's not soles but kemach. Nevertheless, Yavi Solas. He has to bring from Solas. There's no such thing as a Korba Mincha from Kemach flour, which has not been finely ground. Below Shemen Ulavona, if he says, I'm going to bring a Korba Mincha, but without oil and incense. No such animal, no such thing, no such concept, and he has to bring a Korba Mincha with Shemen Ulavona. Yavi Imo Shemen Ulavona. Chatzi Isaron, similarly, if he says, I want to bring a Korban Mincha from half an Isaron, and we know that the minimum volume is an Isaron of Soles, not a Chatzi Isaron, so Yavi Isaron Sholem, he must bring the full Isaron. Isaron Umechetza, similarly, if he says, I'm going to bring an Isaron and a half, no such thing, Yavi Shnayim, he has to bring two Esronim, because there is no such thing as halves. You can bring more than one Isaron, but it's got to be two Isronim, 10 Isronim, 15 Isronim, etc. In all these examples where the Tanakama holds that he's made these errors, he has to bring what he promised, but he has to bring it properly, not kemach, but soles, with shemen ulavona, not a half of an Isaron, or even one in a fraction Isronim, but complete Isronim, etc. That's all the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, anybody who says the wrong thing, who says I'm going to bring a korban mincha from Sa'orim or a korban mincha from Kemach or whatever, he's completely exempt. Shlo hisnadev kederech hamisnadvim. He's not doing it the normal way. The normal thing is to say things properly. If he says it improperly, he's not one of the people who promised properly. Lo hisnadev, he didn't promise kederech hamisnadvim according to the proper way of making these promises, and therefore he's totally exempt. However, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon holds bigmar dvorov odom nitfas. A person, we always follow his final words. So if he says, I'm bringing a korban mincha, but from kemach. So we look at the but from kemach, and there's no such thing as a minchas kemach, so we throw out everything he said. However, the Chachomim They do not say Bigmar Advar of Odom Nitfas, but rather they say that we look at what the person essentially said. The person essentially said he's going to bring a Korba Mincha. He added a footnote that's going to be from Kemach. We ignore the footnote and we say, okay, bring a Korba Mincha properly from Solas. So we have completed the second and third Mishnayos of the 12th Perek, and in the process have concluded lesson number 40.